Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again. This week we start a new series where we'll be looking on the topic, how to build your confidence in God. It's a four-part series. We'll start off in looking on what can destroy your confidence in terms of what is hopelessness. And we look on several definitions of that. Then in week two, we going to a little bit now and talk about signs of hopelessness, or how do you know when your confidence is going. Then in week three, we look on several reasons why you should place your confidence in God. And then we wrap the series by looking on the confidence building process. That's in week four. So as always, we start off by anchoring ourselves in the Word, and our core scripture is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, reading from the God's Words translation. It says, "Since we belong to the day, we must be sober. We must put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet." So our focus would be on that last bit in terms of the hope of salvation as a helmet. So we're looking on confidence and what can destroy your confidence. And when there's lack of confidence, there's a lack of hope, in terms of that we'll see, or the desired result will come about in our lives, in our relationships, on the job. So that's where we'll be looking on and anchoring ourselves this week. That last bit, the hope of salvation as a helmet. This week we'll be going deep in terms of the definition of what it is, the hope of salvation, and also look on definitions based on scripture as to what exactly is hopelessness. Getting an understanding of what it is will kind of anchor us for the next few weeks in terms of what exactly we'll be looking on. So there are four definitions from scripture that helps us to understand what exactly is the hope of salvation. The first one comes to us from 1 Peter 1 verse 13, and that is placing your confidence completely in God's kindness. Peter says, "Therefore, your minds must be clear and ready for action. Place your confidence completely in what God's kindness will bring you when Jesus Christ appears again." So this scripture is basically explaining to us now, our hope or confidence should be in what God's kindness will bring us when Jesus Christ returns. So that's the hope of salvation and escaping punishment. What that means now is that for us, when our confidence is low, what exactly are we placing our confidence in? And if things are not working out as expected, and you realize now you may be discouraged by the outcome, basically, the hope of salvation is basically what God's kindness will bring when Jesus Christ returns, that reward, eternal life, which John 3:16 talks about in terms of, if we believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, we will not perish but have everlasting life. So that's the eternal kindness. That's what we're talking about, that God being kind to us by not throwing us in the eternal hellfire, but through Jesus Christ, we'll be saved from all of that. So that's basically number one when it comes down to placing your confidence in that. That's the promise. That's that promise. God's kindness to us, His mercy of not punishing us for our sins, but also be patient with us and journeying with us as we build our confidence and our faith in Him, day by day, step by step. Number two is not losing confidence. So that's number two reason in terms of the hope of salvation. So when you have hope in God and salvation, your confidence will not be destroyed no matter what the situation is. And that comes from Hebrews 10 verse 35. And it says, "So don't lose your confidence. It will bring you a great reward." So as you go through your day, as you go through your week, as you go through navigating these challenges that you're facing, the instruction of the hope of salvation is, no matter what happens, is that you will not lose your confidence. Verse 36 in that same scripture says, you need endurance so that after you have done what God wants you to do, you can receive what he has promised. So it's also saying that we should not become weary of what is happening, but also just focus our attention on executing that instruction that we are supposed to be doing, focusing on and being disciplined in terms of focusing on the process, not the outcome. So that's basically what it is, focusing on the process and not the outcome. The other reason comes from Galatians 5 verse 5, which is waiting eagerly for the confidence that comes with God's approval. So basically what you're waiting on is God's approval. What you're waiting on is having confidence. What you're waiting eagerly is basically having hope is, it comes across now in terms of being patient. So patience is another critical component now of having hope, of having self-confidence, in terms of you must be somebody who is patient in order to ensure that whatever you're going through and how you're dealing with it now, you give it time. You give yourself time to go through the process. And when we look on the process of building confidence and building hope, you now recognize that it's a process that takes time, which requires some level of discipline to focus on what the scripture says in Hebrews 10 verse 36, which is focusing on your attention at doing what God wants you to do. And this now, in terms of in Galatians 5, the number three that we're looking on now is waiting eagerly for the confidence that comes with God's approval. So as you execute, the execution now brings approval, which is now part of the process now of building your confidence as you go forward. So, however, in our spiritual nature, faith causes us to wait eagerly for the confidence that comes with God's approval. So that's Galatians 5 verse 5, explaining to us now in terms of as we step out by faith, as you step out by faith in terms of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and as you're building and learning about him and what he wants you to do, it takes time faith. And the confidence that comes with his approval takes time to build. So as you step out by faith, doing the things that he wants you to do, living the lifestyle and approaching things the way he wants you to do, then know that in turn builds your confidence. And because the confidence comes now because you are realizing that now you are doing exactly what God wants you to do. And finally, waiting silently for the Lord to save you. So here we're talking about the patience thing, in terms of as you're dealing with these difficulties, you have to know continually to wait silently for God to actually rescue you from whatever the situation is. Lamentations 3 verse 26 talks about it, and it says, it is good to continue to hope and wait silently for the Lord to save you. So this now is an instruction, which is a recommendation actually. It says it's good to continue to hope and wait silently. So whatever the situation may be, you may not sure about what is happening and your confidence is starting to wane, or you're starting to lose confidence in terms of whether or not this thing is going to work out. But as the writer of Lamentation is explaining to us now, it is good, meaning now it's a good practice to wait silently. And also it's a good practice to continue to hope for the Lord to save you, meaning that his outcome to be established, meaning whatever it is that he wants to happen, whatever it is that you're seeing for the situation to happen, and it requires some level of patience, however long it may take. For example, you may be facing a difficult time in your relationship now with your spouse or with your children, and you may say, boy, this don't look like it's going to work out, or there's no end to this onslaught and difficulty that you're facing, and it's really tugging at you, that you're saying that you just want to walk away from all of this. But as the writer of Lamentations is explaining to us now, it is a good practice to continue to have hope that things will change, and also to wait silently for the Lord to save us, meaning for his promise to be fulfilled in your relationship with your children, with your spouse, on the job. What exactly are you seeing? What outcome do you actually want? And then now, what's the instructions that you need to do? What are the things that you need to put in place now to ensure that whatever it is, that the outcome that you're doing the right things to manifest God's promise in your situation now. But while you're doing that, it requires a level of patience and also for you to not lose sight of the promise itself. So that's the four reasons that we, in terms of the hope of salvation, meaning, first of all, what exactly does it mean in terms of you placing your confidence completely in God's kindness? What exactly is about God's kindness in your current situation that you understand? So if it is that you're facing a marital problem, is that one of the things in terms of that what God put together, let no man put asunder. That's an example in terms of that. Let nothing break apart your relationship. Also, he wants your union to be blessed and to... he said that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from God. Also that your marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. These are promises that comes from scripture that should help us now to navigate, if you're married, help you to navigate difficult relationships. If you're not married but you're facing a difficult situation on the job, there are also promises in terms of how you navigate those. That he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. These are promises that we should be reminding ourselves and looking into scripture to ensure that we're focusing on the right things so that we don't lose confidence. And lastly, now, what we want to look at now is what exactly is hopelessness. So we understand the hope of salvation is, but let's just look on the other side now in terms of what exactly is hopelessness. How do you know when you actually lose confidence? And the first reason is that having no confidence in God's kindness, we read the scripture earlier. Secondly, losing confidence. So if you recognize that over time that you're losing confidence, that you're becoming discouraged, that you're becoming restless and impatient, and you are starting to doubt the situation, then no, you can say that you're losing confidence, and that's a sign of hopelessness. We'll talk about that next week. Next thing is not knowing where your help is coming from. So if you're in the situation and you don't know where exactly the solution is coming from, or if the situation is working out, then no, you can say, boy, maybe exactly can point and say, boy, maybe I'm feeling a little bit hopeless in this situation. Not knowing what. And it really boils down to not knowing what to do. And that's the whole idea of what hopelessness is and losing confidence. And this is a very dangerous place to be in, because Peter describes it as not being sober-minded. And hopelessness can cause it not to be sober-minded. You lose focus on what's important. Maybe you stop doing what exactly you should be doing in order to rebuild those relationships that are broken, and even to rebuild your confidence in exactly what you are doing now, and to even focus on rebuilding your character to recover from whatever trauma that you're dealing with. And that's important, because you want to start out by asking yourself the question, is your mind secure based on where you are? And we'll go a little bit deeper as we go through the series, but this week I just want you to focus on, are you hopeless? And do you fully understand the hope of that salvation brings in terms of how God can help you to overcome that difficulty that you're facing now, and to rebuild your confidence to confidently go forward dealing with the situation and having endurance, as the writer in Hebrews says, that you need endurance to wait patiently on God. And that's where we leave it this week. Leaving you with a couple of questions to think about as you're navigating this week. As the writer of Hebrews says, you need endurance so that after you have done what God wants you to do, you can receive what he has promised. So I'm encouraging you to look on and ask yourself the question, how much do you understand about the hope of salvation? And also, based on what is happening now, are you in a hopeless state of mind? And if yes, are you focusing on God's kindness? And are you focusing on gaining his approval? Are you focusing on maintaining your confidence? And are you silently waiting on him? These are some questions to think about as you go through your week this week. And as always, Just want to encourage you to stay blessed, one love, and we'll see each other next week. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.